Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts, and welcome to the other side of podcasting. Yes, it's the side after reaching 100 episodes. Things will never be the same again. And I'm really happy about that. I've already talked about so many different topics, and there is one topic that resonates with people a lot because it resonates with me too, and it's online dating. So in this episode, I'm going to dive a little deeper into the topic again. I got Hinge. Hinge is an online dating app which promotes itself as the app designed to be deleted. So Hinge actually claims that they put certain things in place that match people which are very compatible, and if you go out with that super compatible person, you'll have a great date and you'll be very likely to delete the app again. I got it, I think, 10 days ago, so I can't really say that it worked yet. But I'm a very patient person, so I'll definitely give it time. I don't necessarily want to talk about the app itself. I want to talk about dating, and I just had a match. So what was I saying? I don't want to talk about the app itself. I want to talk about online dating in general, because I think it's so easy to get sucked into this convenient hookup culture. Why is it convenient? Because through just swiping through a couple of profiles, you can have match after match. Well, that's a little bit. You don't have match after match, I think. Only very few people have that. But you can meet a lot of different people. It's very easy to contact people when you have a match. So it's convenient because you have an endless supply of people at your fingertips. And if you're into something casual, fine. I'm not. I don't think it's a good thing. I mean, I tried it and it isn't really a good thing. It's not good for your heart. It's not good for your emotions. It's not good for your mind, because you kind of teach yourself not to attach meaning to the things that you do and the experiences that you share with different people. And I think that intimacy is really that. It's an intimate act. And the more people you let in, the less meaning it has. And I don't think that's the way to go. I don't think that's healthy. I don't think that's what it's supposed to be like. Call me old school, but I still think that monogamy and a traditional relationship is really what's going to fill your heart with joy and what's going to fill your life with meaning. And I don't think you can get that from dating people casually at all. But at the same time, I also strongly believe that every experience that we make is there to teach us something. And maybe I should talk a little bit about what I experienced. Is I dated a guy I really liked, and he ghosted me like 3 times. Don't ask me how that's possible. I somehow managed to get the connection back after his ghosting, and then he approached me again. It was all over the place. And what I realize now, that a lot of time has passed and we're not in touch anymore, is that I started liking him more after he ghosted me. Like, I liked him, of course, but I started to really get into it after he had ghosted me. And that's such a weird phenomenon. I mean, when someone basically doesn't have the guts to tell you that he doesn't want any contact with you anymore, but shows you in a very rude way, you should have the very natural reaction of thinking, well, if you don't want any contact with me, then I don't want any contact with you anymore, because that's not a respectful way to communicate. Let's put it that way. But that was not my reaction. My reaction was I liked him more. I started to find him really interesting. And looking back, of course, I you know, try to analyze the situation. What does it tell me about my attachment style? What does it tell me about the way that I was raised and maybe the experiences I had as a child, the relationship I have with my parents? I like dug everything up that there was. And the ultimate end point that I arrived at was really self-worth. It's so important to feel worthy of love and of affection and of a deep, true connection to somebody else. Because if you don't, you're going to react like I did. You're going to like the people who don't like you, or who at least treat you like shit for whatever reason. And the thing is, he said a lot of things about himself and about not wanting a relationship, and I just chose not to listen. And I think it's one thing I learned from Matthew Hussey. I learned a lot of things from Matthew Hussey, and I recommend checking him out. If you don't know him, he's amazing. He's a dating coach, and he has been a dating coach for years. I think he's been in business since he was 19, so he knows what he's talking about. And I like his content a lot. And one of the things I learned from him is actually that if someone tells you something that's really hard for them to say, and that's likely to cause you to run away or to have a very negative reaction, you better believe them, because they wouldn't say it just like that. It's very likely that they are actually being honest and that they are warning you of the potential consequences of you being with them. So I didn't listen to that, and I ended up pretty brokenhearted. And now I'm actually on 3 different dating apps, and I don't think it's leading me anywhere. I mean, I'm not dating many people, and many of the conversations that you end up having don't really lead to dates. At least that's my experience. Because I'm not the one to force connections, I am maybe getting lost in the amount of matches and different applications I'm using. In that I don't really feel like, I don't feel like, I wanted to say I don't feel like dating. Maybe that's it, you know, I don't feel like dating anymore. I feel like meeting someone I really like and building a genuine connection with them. And yeah, that's a good goal. And it's actually my inner voice that's telling me to keep looking and to keep putting myself out there, because otherwise you can't be found. But it's also okay to not force anything and to let things and people come to you. I think it's really important to put yourself out there one way or another. Some people do that by going out a lot. And if you're introverted like me and you don't go out a lot and you stay at home, online dating might actually be a tool for you to meet new people and to expand the pool of guys or girls that you know. Because otherwise you wouldn't meet them, because you don't go clubbing every weekend. And I'm not saying that clubbing is the ideal way to meet people at all. Just, I think that you can bond with people through your hobbies, for example. That would be a good idea. But do I think that traditional romance is dead? I don't think so at all. I think that society has created a lot of different circumstances to kind of break apart the traditional way of living together as a family and as a couple. Divorce rates are skyrocketing. Families are being built in non-traditional ways. And that's fine, but I still believe in a little bit of tradition and that it's going to carry us far. And I do believe that it's still possible to be with someone for the rest of your life. It doesn't have to be that way, but it can if two people really take the time to get to know each other. And it's really about finding someone with the right values for you and with the right mindset, with a growth mindset, because you will change and your partner will change. And the best thing is if you change together and if you develop in a similar direction. And I think those are traits that we should be looking for in other people and in potential partners. So I still believe that love is going to conquer all and hinge. To draw the circle beautifully back to the beginning of this episode is one way to make dating, online dating, slower. Because you're asked to fill out an entire profile, you're asked to answer questions about yourself, put in photos of yourself that aren't just random shots. And I do think that people who use that app are more intentional than others. That's my observation so far. And I really like that. And so, yeah, I'm going to stay at it. And in a couple of weeks or months, I'll be able to tell you a little bit more about how my online dating experiment or whatever it is going. Because it started as an experiment. Back in episode number 30, I talked about my experience on Tinder, which was the first time I used online dating ever. I jumped on Tinder and I actually experimented with it. And I talked about that. So if you want to listen to that episode and maybe a couple of others, I think you'll be able to find them by the title. So have fun exploring. And if you liked this episode, please make sure to rate it. On Apple Podcast. You can also rate my entire podcast over there, which would be amazing. And other than that, I will catch you next week. Stay tuned. Bye.